From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Undaunted by a rebuke of his efforts to pull together a denuclearization deal with North Korea, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo called on North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to stay committed to promises made when he met last month in Singapore with President Trump. U.S. Democratic Senator Chris Coons on CBS's Face the Nation applauded Pompeo's efforts, but said,
"So far, I don't see that we've accomplished much, and my concern is that President Trump unilaterally gave away doing military exercises with our vital allies, South Korea and Japan, without consulting with them, and we got nothing but empty promises of denuclearization from Kim Jong-un."
Joni Ernst is a Republican senator from Iowa. She also was on Face the Nation.
"I applaud the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, for engaging in these discussions. The ultimate goal is denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. And if these talks will eventually lead to that, I am very, very supportive of those efforts."
North Korea's foreign ministry had said discussions with Pompeo were, in their words, regrettable. Divers in Thailand rescued four boys out of a group of 12 and their soccer coach who had become trapped by floods inside a mountain cave for more than 2 weeks. Rescue resumed today to extract the rest of those trapped inside of that cave. Leaders of rival neighbors Eritrea and Ethiopia announced that they will reopen their respective embassies in a bid to put a costly decades-old border dispute behind them. The leaders of both countries met in Asmara. One agreed to abide by a 2002 UN ruling on the border that will cede land to Eritrea. This is VOA News.